Welcome to the Shame-Free Zone with Veronica Monet, your friendly former sex worker and certified sexologist. The Shame-Free Zone is a safe place for your questions and your secrets about all things sexual.
Welcome to the Shame-Free Zone. I am your host, Veronica Monet. My guest tonight, Dr. Robert Friedman. He's going to be talking to us about something called the human GPS, you know, global positioning. Most of us have GPSs now in our cars or at least on our phones, but there's something called a human GPS. Who knew? And I can't wait to hear all about it. I'm sure you can't either. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Friedman. He's a board-certified and licensed physician in Florida and New Mexico, and he graduated from Syracuse University with a Bachelor of Arts, and he has an OMD as a pain specialist. He incorporated his first business in Italy over 30 years ago, and he has created many businesses over the years in fields of education, medicine, technology. He works as a holistic physician, has for the last 20 years, and he headed pain clinics, supervised other physicians in interdisciplinary healthcare facilities. Now, for those of you, I know a lot of our listeners are into the kind of new age thing, and I saw the movie Secret, it's one of my favorite things, actually has worked with the author of the Chicken Soup books, Jack Canfield, and also Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith. He's the founder of Agape International Spiritual Center, and he was also featured in The Secret. So I hope he'll tell us a little bit about that. But, I mean, the list here is amazing. He's traveled the world, and he's sharpened his intuitive abilities to process information accurately. And he's worked with some of the leading educators and leaders in the self-improvement movement. So, architect, solar designer, holistic physician, pain specialist, creator of a line of herbal supplements, intuitive business consultant, and motivationist speaker and author. I don't know if you could cram much more into a lifetime, Dr. Friedman, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Veronica. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I appreciate that introduction.
Well, it's a pretty impressive introduction, I have to say. So, before I get into the human GPS thing, I'm sure my listeners, I know I am, are dying to know, what'd you do with Dr. Michael Beckwith, and what about Jack Canfield? Tell us about those two people, because we're all just fascinated.
Well, I'll first tell you about the Jack story. What happened was, is I was on the East Coast in New York City, and I went there for what's called BEA, which is the largest, it's the Book Expo America, the largest book expo in the world. There's thousands of publishers there, and I went there to get a deal for a book that I wrote years ago, and met Jack, and Jack and I started a conversation, and it lasted probably a good 45 minutes. Before we knew it, we just had crowds of people around both of us, and we were just locked eye to eye and transfixed with one another and had the greatest time. And Jack asked me if I would fly across the country as his guest and present to his Platinum Coaching Group. Jack works with business entrepreneurs, and what he does is he mentors them in terms of, you know, a business project, and they meet with him roughly four times a year, I believe, and wanted me to come out there and present my my GPS work, that is, you know, my navigational business work to his group. And he flew me out to Santa Barbara, put me up, and we just had a wonderful time, you know, for a good 4 days being together. And I got to, you know, meet just amazing people, and I still am in contact with some of them. And so basically that, you know, enabled me just to not only have a glimpse into that world, and it was interesting because I'll tell you a little story about The Secret. You're going to enjoy this since you're a Secret fan. That some of his associates told me that Jack came back one day and said, oh, I had the greatest idea. We're going to do this project called The Secret, and people are going to love it, and, you know, let's go ahead and all, you know, get on board with this. And everyone was looking at each other like, oh, Jack has really lost it this time. You know, this is never going to fly, you know, and it's just absurd. So people kind of went along with it for a little bit. And that's how the whole thing started. Jack put this together. And
So the whole, the movie, The Secret, really, we owe that to Jack.
Well, apparently, from what I understand, you know, as I said before, Jack got everyone on board.
Right.
And basically, the woman who did it, you know, from Australia, I believe connected with Jack, and Jack was the glue that, you know, or the catalyst, would say, that basically stimulated this whole creation, and is pretty amazing. And Jack has that ability to stimulate. I know with me, even though I went there, you know, as a teacher and presenter, it actually motivated me to, even though Jack didn't tell me, in other words, I'm the type of person where it doesn't take much for me to go off and to create. I was born, you know, extremely intuitive from the women in my family, and so from when I was very young, I've been creating businesses and entrepreneur, you know, opportunities, you know, for over 3 decades. And it was because of that experience that I integrated all of my intuitive navigational healing as well as business work into software programs today. And as a matter of fact, I just got back from L.A. I was at Agape for the second time presenting my new work called Repurposing Your Life, which is, you know, the GPS navigational system for businesses, entrepreneurs. It's great for relationships. And from that experience in L.A., the energy was so amazing for me. And I'll tell you a story. I, in past years, would always try to avoid L.A. because I'm not a big city person. I didn't want to be around the pollution. And for some reason, I wound up in L.A. this time and spent most of my time there. And I loved it. And that's why, you know, you really always need to be open to new opportunities. And as a result, I created, and I'm launching now, an institute, which is going to be in California this year. It's called the L.A. Success Institute.
And no while kidding.
I'm very serious. I mean, this just manifested when I was there at Agape. And it
well,
was,
you know,
amazing.
I like the saying, you know, I am the last person that knows what's best for me. So.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's nice to have affirmations and visualizations. All that stuff is great, but on some level, being able to surrender to the universal flow, for me anyway, it really works. And sometimes stuff like that happens. I wind up someplace and I think, oh, I would just be miserable doing that, and instead I'm deliriously happy.
It's amazing how that happens. That's why I tell people, you know, and that's what I work with people on, is getting rid of their belief systems, getting rid of the blocks. And what I teach, you know, my students and clients is just show up.
Yeah.
You know, just show up and miracles happen. And this is what happened there in L.A. for me. And it's just tremendous. And you ready for this? In 4 days, while I was there in L.A., I signed up 5 doctors in their medical clinics now that are part of my team. In other words, I'm building networks all over California. Some of them are partnering with me where they bring in my scanning stations and they can, people get scanned. And now, you know, I have one physician there in LA in Beverly Hills. She has a pain clinic. And what I'm doing is I'm working with her to repurpose her clinic in terms of solidifying it as a holistic pain clinic, since that's my background. And I'll be scanning their patients, you know, with my new system. I have another physician in Long Beach who has a family practice, and I'm repurposing her family practice into an anti-aging practice, because people are really looking for that today. And it's going to attract more people to her, and I'll be doing her scanning, since I developed an anti-aging program where I scan 9 different markers for aging, which can tell you at what rate your body's aging. And these are just some of the projects I'm working with business people, repurposing them, because this is what I've found has happened, and I sensed this a number of years ago, even when I was working with Jack, And that is that the world has just gone through this amazing shift, and all the rules have changed. The only problem is when I work with a lot of business people, and I even see this in the government, you know, from the top level all the way down, that very few people know what to do. Most people are lost. The rules have changed. They're trying to do things the way they did them in 2005 or 2003, and it's just not going to work anymore. And so now I believe it's even more essential to have some form of navigational system on board, and that's what I've created for people, so you know how to navigate, and you're not continuously making detours, wasting time, money, and energy. And you know, that's why I love the analogy of a GPS, which came about when I was in LA a couple of years ago and trying to find my way around it without a GPS in the car, and it was absurd. Because a road, you know, a street would suddenly turn into another street, and I'd think to myself, how the heck did I get here? And finally, a friend of mine, so if you've driven around LA, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
And finally, yeah, and finally a friend of mine said, here, he's a professional driver, so you need to use my GPS. And I said, okay, gave me his GPS, and life basically was stress-free. All I had to do was, like, input the information. It told me where to go. I was in love with my GPS. I mean, it was amazing.
A friend gave me a GPS for Christmas, and I have to say that even when I know where I'm going, sometimes I run it. For a couple of reasons, if I'm on a long stretch of road, sometimes I'm busy talking on the cell phone or daydreaming or something, I might miss my exit, and the GPS always reminds me. So,
right.
So it's very useful for that.
And you know what's very cool about it too, and this is, you know, everything is like an analogy for what I do in terms of my work with people. If you make a mistake and you miss, like you said, your exit, it'll recalibrate for you.
Yes.
You know, because
so
we're all
human. Exactly. Yeah. It just tells you to go to the next exit or take a left and hang it, you know, do a U-turn. Yeah.
And the cool thing is, and this is what's so neat, is that it takes the stress out of life. Because as a physician, what I realized is, you know, that, you know, and I specialized in pain, which is, you know, people in pain are not having fun. And they're in a state of contraction. And that's what stress does. It causes all these trillions and trillions of cells in your body to go into a state of contraction. And basically that leads to disease because then your organs aren't functioning properly, your glands aren't functioning properly. And so what you want to do is avoid stress by all means. And by, you know, having a GPS in your car, isn't that what it does? I mean, don't you feel, okay, I don't have to be stressed. I missed my exit. Oh, well, that's fine. No need to panic. Because you know that you have a GPS on board. It's the same thing with what I've created for people's lives in the business world as well as in their, you know, personal life. And that's what it does, is it helps you to navigate. And the neat thing is, you know, and that's why I really love this idea of the LA Success Institute, is it created a new science based upon, you've read off all the things that I've been doing in my life, and sometimes I look back at it, you know, Veronica, it's like a movie. It's somebody else, you know. I'm amazed, you know, that I was doing these things in the places I went to, which in some parts of the world you can't travel to them anymore. It's very dangerous. But when I was, you know, very young, I would just do these things. And what I've done is I've
incorporated... You're talking about Kandahar in Afghanistan.
Right. I was in Afghanistan. I was in Iran during the time of the Shah of Iran. You know, these are the last kings of those countries, and I was there.
Yeah.
You know, it was amazing. It was like going back in time 500 years. And this
and you,
is when
and you went to the city of Troy.
I was there also. That is correct.
Yeah.
You know, and it just so happened, you know, I was living in Europe, and I just would, you know, take off when I wasn't working. I started when I was in 1972 is when I incorporated my first business. It was an international school in Florence, Italy. And I was the headmaster. I created the school with some Italian friends of mine. And so, you know, I've been involved in education. I've been involved in medicine, science, architecture. I mean, and what I've done now, because it's not that, you know, I left it behind. It's that I've integrated all these different areas in terms of science and technology and medicine and business into a whole new paradigm of science. And that's what I do now, you know, with the LA Success Institute in terms of the software scans that I have that can scan someone's body. For example, if you come to me and let's say you want to start a new business, and I just had a gentleman today, in fact, that from Colorado that I scanned, and it just blew him away. I mean, he couldn't believe it. Because, you know, you usually go to a consultant, and, you know, it's pretty straightforward. This one, you know, I'll scan whether this is going to work or not, you know, based upon what I call the nine adjustments, which is the aggravation factor. Is it balanced? What's the potential? What's what I call ROE, which is return on energy. I teach that for every one unit of energy you put into whatever you do, whether it's a new romantic relationship or a business, you know, or it doesn't matter, you need to get at least 10 units of energy back, or I recommend not even bothering to show up. That's, you know, what I teach, you know, and because my system is so successful, because it's a science, you know, it's not based on intellect, it's not based on guessing or throwing something against the wall and seeing what's going to stick. It's based on science. And so, you know, by scanning you and tuning you up, just like a fine, you know, Italian sports car, we're going to have you running at an optimum level. And that's what it does.
When you keep talking about scanning people, what are you scanning?
Let me explain to you, there's a number of scans, for example, that we do. The one is, as I mentioned, the nine adjustments. I need to make sure that everything's going to work for whatever it is, whether it's a relationship or a new business. As I mentioned, you know, we scan like the let me give you an example, the aggravation factor. Well, in any relationship, there's going to be an element of aggravation, right?
Uh-huh.
The thing is as a physician, what I've realized over the years is that it has to be at a certain level. If it's and that level is 30%. If it's above 30%, what's going to happen is it's going to create stress in your body. And as a result, that will lead to mental, emotional, and physical problems. Okay? And so if, let's say, you came to me and you said, well, I have this new boyfriend or I want to start a new business, and you were at 60%, and I know 30% is the cutoff, I'd say, something's wrong here, Veronica. We really need to examine it. And how many of us make these emotional decisions and we know that it doesn't feel right, you know, in our gut, but yet we go ahead and we do it? This actually will show someone scientifically. And the way it scans you is it uses a scanning cradle. And by the way, people can see this if they go to repurposing.net. They can actually see it, or they can go to the anti-aging site and actually watch a video call. And the site there is Dr. Robert, drrobert.com, and you'll see a video of what I'm talking about. But in any case, you put your hand on this cradle. It plugs into a USB port on your laptop or your desktop, and we connect up via the internet anywhere you are on the planet. As long as there's a high-speed connection, I can connect up with your body, put your hand on there, and that's how I scan you. And it uses the same technology that's been around for over 50 years that was in lie detectors. So we all remember those movies when we were kids where it says, you know, is your name John or whatever, you know, and then it, you know, it's a steady line. But all of a sudden, were you here on that night? And then it jumps, you know. And
right.
Basically, it's this technology that, you know, basically can measure, you know, question. The difference is that we have literally hundreds, if not thousands, of templates that I and other physicians have created, and then my program, my scanning program, is in here, and so it puts it through the filter, the electric impulses from your body, and that's how I'm able to get this information. And I can, for example, scan you. Let's say I want to scan another, you asked me about other scans. Another scan would be what's called the seven stressors. In any business situation, there's going to be stress, and I've identified them as a physician. Insomnia, mood swings, anxiety, you know, memory loss, etc. And so basically, I can scan all these, and if I see that you're having some of these, then I can go to another scan, which actually crosses over into the world of medicine, where I can scan your neurotransmitters, which are biochemicals that are in the body, in the brain, such as serotonin, which will affect your sleeping, So if you're having insomnia, I'll know why. I'll say, well, wait a minute, Veronica, your serotonin levels are too low. We need to up them up. We can do that very naturally with a supplement. It's an amino acid called 5-HTP, which is hydroxytryptophan. It can boost them up, and all of a sudden it'll affect your sleep. Or maybe you're feeling depressed and you really just emotionally dip all the time. I might see when I scan you that your dopamine levels are low, and I might put you on an amino acid called tyrosine. Again, all these are natural. There's no side effects. Tyrosine will boost up your dopamine levels naturally, and you'll see that all of a sudden emotionally you're going to be consistent. It's not going to be a roller coaster every day with your emotions. The same thing if you're getting stressed all the time. I could put maybe GABA. GABA is low. I might put you on a formula that'll boost up your GABA level. So these things can be corrected very easily. Why it's important is in the business world, as you know, or in a relationship, if you're having all these emotional stressors, it's going to create problems, not only for you, but for your company, for all the people you're interacting with, and the way you're going to perform. And I know in terms of what you do in your work as a sex therapist, I mean, this is so important in relationships, sexual relationships too, because this will actually be able to adjust someone in terms of the way they function mentally, emotionally, and physically in relationships.
Well, actually, just one correction. I'm a sexologist, not a sex therapist. But anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's quite all right. But so it kind of sounds like you're saying that you might be able to prescribe vitamins more accurately, too. Could you do that?
I could. In other words, I can scan someone and I can see basically what their vitamin and mineral levels are. You know, if you're low in D or if you're low in the Bs, you know, which are going to help, you know, to deal with stress. And so that would be part of it too. But basically, as I mentioned before, it integrates all these different scientific disciplines. You know, as I mentioned, medicine and finance and, you know, physics. And so it basically, and that's so important in today's world because we don't have the time to be taking these detours anymore. You know, so you want to know. And another area that I scan, Veronica, are what I call your negative emotional imprints. And as a pain specialist, I developed that years ago where I realized that certain patients are just not responding to pain therapies. And as a result, they would plateau out or they'd cycle back. I wanted to know, well, why is that occurring? And what I realized is that each of us from in the fetus to 5 to 6 years of age are imprinted with what I call negative emotional imprints, or NEIs, such as anger, worry, fear, low self-esteem, self-sabotage, etc. There are 73 altogether that I've identified over the years.
Okay.
And initially, they're imprinted in what I call this, in what's called the synaptic cleft of your brain, which is the space between two cells. And that's how information, for example, if you pinch your finger or hurt your toe, that's how the pain sensation is transmitted to the brain from one cell to another through the synaptic cleft. And there's biochemicals, neurotransmitters, and proteins which help to carry the message of pain or whatever it is, you know, between cells. Well, in that gap between cells in your brain is a electromagnetic field. And in that field, what I postulated years ago, the consciousness of that particular imprint is stored. Okay? And so the reason why is because as a baby, an infant, your brain waves are different, and you don't have any filters to block anything. So if your mother and your father are getting in a fight, and they're yelling and screaming, maybe you're worried or fearful. That'll get imprinted in your brain, and later on it'll travel down your body to different parts of your body, such as your neck, or it could be in your stomach. And so maybe when you are an adult and you're exposed to anger, fear, worry, etc., all of a sudden that trigger will go off, and it can create neck pain. You don't know why suddenly do you have neck pain, or why did you wake up with a headache, or why all of a sudden is your stomach upset. And what I realized is it's because of these triggers in the body, and I was able to identify them, develop protocols to clear them, and I was having fabulous results in the world of pain.
That's another question. What are your protocols? How do you clear this? What do you do?
Well, what I do now is I actually use the technology where I can scan all 73. It'll scan the imprints within the context of whatever it is. Let's say, for example, within the context of a new business project you want to do that I'm scanning, one of the things I'm going to do is scan your negative emotional imprints. And if, for example, you have a hot, let's say fear comes up, well, that's not going to work very well in a new business endeavor, right? Or even in your present business if you're always afraid. So then what I can do is actually develop, for example, based upon the frequency for the fear, because this actually will measure the exact level of fear in your body, I can actually put that into a homeopathic formula and then send it to you, and you can take that, and it'll actually help to clear the fear from your body. It's amazing.
So, okay, now you're saying that you can develop homeopathic substances that treat fear?
That is correct. Or any other emotion, or any, that's basically what we're doing.
While we're talking about homeopathy, I was just reading today, and I know this is a little off, but since you are a doctor, I imagine our listeners would like to have some input on this anyway, but I was reading that during the flu pandemic of 1918 that apparently killed millions of people, apparently about a third of the people that got infected were dying, or it was something horrific, but only 0.7% of any of the people who used homeopathy died. So apparently homeopathic cures had shown themselves to be quite helpful with a flu, and I was just wondering, do you have any comment or opinion about that for what's ailing us now? I mean, this so-called swine flu or bird flu or HN1, whatever they want to call it. But
my only comment on that is that, in terms of if people want to, boost their immune function, that's what I'd recommend. And the way to do that is make sure you're getting adequate levels of vitamin C, vitamin D by just, spending time in the sun. If your liver, let's say you're having digestive issues, gas, bloating, et cetera, you might want to consider cleaning up your diet. If you're stressed out all the time, stress will cause cortisol levels, which come from the adrenal glands, to be elevated. And then cortisol, what that does is it suppresses the immune function in addition to putting the body into a preservation mode where it stores fat. So if you're having problems losing weight, I can measure your cortisol and stress hormone levels, and that can be one of the issues involved. And the way to deal with that is again, to balance out your neurotransmitters such as GABA or dopamine, which will reduce your stress and therefore reduce the production of cortisol.
You do that with homeopathic.
We can do it with homeopathic, or we can do it with amino acids, as I mentioned before, such as GABA or tyrosine. So basically what I do, as opposed to a one-size-fits-all, mine is completely custom, my scanning, in terms of everyone is different. And when I start working with a client or with a patient, I basically have a clean canvas, and I want to know exactly what's going on with you. So, whether it's a client or a patient, I'll do an intake. I want to know your background, your medical history. But then, in doing the scans, I'll be able to get a very accurate picture.
Now, you actually do these scans remotely, right? I mean, people actually phone it in?
No. What I do is again, people can look at that at drrobert.com, drrobert.com. We use the cradle that plugs into a USB port in a computer.
Uh-huh.
And that'll scan your body, and we connect via the internet, and basically the information is routed through this amazing database, and then it allows me to actually see what's going on and to actually see the numerical frequencies, so I'll know how far out of balance, let's say, a hormone is, or maybe if you have a virus in your body, or maybe you have inflammation in your neck and, in the vertebral spine, et cetera, I'll be able to find out all these things.
But
and
you don't
likewise,
have to be in the same room, right?
No. I work with people and clients all over North America.
So your patients might have an appointment with you, but they go to a particular
That is correct. For example,
where you have the cradle, right? And then you may be talking to them on the phone while they're being scanned in another city?
That is correct. For example, in Oakland, we have a couple of scanning stations in Oakland. We're going to be having one in San Jose. I have them in Los Angeles. I have them in San Diego. I have them in Florida. And so you can go to these locations. Or someone can actually get their own cradle. They're very, very affordable. And you get a software with it, and you can load it on your computer, and then that will enable me to scan you from your office or your home. So you have that option, too.
Okay. So they can scan anywhere, whether it's at one of your stations or if they want to get the equipment, but you are the one that interprets the scan.
Yes, because, as I said, it's based upon, you know, all my years of not only medical and clinical experience, but also, you know, business experience. And right now, as I mentioned, I'm focusing more on the business world just because I really feel that that's what's going to lead us out of this situation. And, you know, my feeling is that everyone should be a success. That's why we're here on the planet, is to have a successful life, and that's what I teach at the LA Success Institute. And then that's what we also provide by having all these scans. People partner with us, and we have this huge network where, you know, all of a sudden, and it's not uncommon. I mean, let me give you an example. When I was at Agape, you know, this couple months ago, I had some clients I was working with as part of the LA Success Institute, and I remember going to this one couple's house. I was a husband and wife, and the wife was in real estate and was very successful doing commercial real estate. The husband was in housing, and lovely people, you know, beautiful home, and they haven't had an income since October because of what happened. Yeah, I mean, this is happening to millions of families around the country now because all of a sudden someone pulled the plug.
Right.
And they don't know what to do, and they had this amazing skill set, experience, talent, gifts, and they don't know what to do with it. And so what I do, and this is where the service I'm providing is so valuable and so timely at the LA Success Institute, is I basically will, you know, do the initial, you know, session where I want to know, okay, what is it you've been doing all this time? What are your talents? What are your skills? And then, you know, I can put it together in a whole new way, and that's what I'm doing for these people. And then scanning them with, you know, the success scans, and I'm able to help them to navigate, put together everything in a whole new package, and basically repurpose them. And that's what we've been doing with people. Let me give you an example.
The concept of repurposing is relatively new. You're looking at all the changes that are happening culturally and globally, and saying that, are you basically suggesting that most people need to repurpose their lives at this stage?
I'm not saying most people. I'm just saying a proportion of the people that... Let me give you another example.
Okay.
There's another woman I've worked with in the East Bay area, San Francisco, and she was a massage therapist. And what's very common with massage therapists at a certain age, a lot of them get carpal tunnel syndrome from
you know,
all the stress and strain of using it, and body workers too, as you know. And what are they going to do? What are they going to do to create cash flow income and support themselves? Well, I created, you know, a whole new paradigm for them, and we're going to start certifying people this year. It's called Success Energetic Alignments, or SEA. What it is this, is basically I'll scan initially the negative emotional imprints for, you know, the people, and then what they do is, using applied kinesiology, they're able to find the imprints in the body to actually remove them. And so people, and I had this happen to me, this is how I developed it with this associate of mine who's a massage therapist who can't do that anymore either, and we created this together, where I was having, because when I fly across the country, I mean, it's this huge all-day trip, and I was having a little bit of pain in my left scapular region, and we did this, and it not only did it take it away, but it didn't come back. I mean, it was just phenomenal. And then there was an emotional component to it, too. It could have been fear or worry or whatever. And we got rid of that, and it's just phenomenal. And based upon that, we developed this whole program for massage therapists where they don't have to do the massage anymore. They can just basically learn the system from us, go out, and work again. And so this is an example of taking tools, taking things that people have done, repurposing them, and empowering them to go out and to be, you know, productive members of society.
Wow. And sometimes you say things like, and then we took care of that, but if you could, just for the sake of the listeners, and, you know, and yes, we can go over to your website, but it's, you know, right, they got you right now, so maybe
okay.
You can explain what it is that you do when you're clearing. For instance, let's talk about an emotional block. You were talking about things from your childhood get stuck in you energetically, and then every time you go back to a particular scenario, it may activate or trigger that old energetic pattern. What is it that you actually do besides prescribing homeopathy? And maybe that's the only thing that you do, but I was thinking there might be something else that you do besides homeopathy that readjusts or resets
somebody. Yeah, basically, for example, the way we're doing it in success energetic alignments with the massage therapist and body workers is using applied kinesiology, and we're using that technique where through visualization, you know, we can have the client visualize, you know, if it's anger, and let's say, for example, it might be in a muscle and they're having pain there, visualize that it's leaving the body, and then by using an applied kinesiology technique, they can actually measure the body's response to releasing that particular consciousness or imprint, and that's just another way we can do it in addition to the homeopathic form. So there's different ways to do it. Basically, the goal is to remove the consciousness, which is just like basically a virus in a software program. When you think about it, all it is frequency. It's data or information that's been inputted. So you just want to remove it, and we do the same thing from the body. Since the body basically is an electric organism, we're removing information that doesn't belong there, and it's not really conducive to optimum function in the body anymore. And so that's basically what we're dealing with. So there's different ways you can approach that. Those are just a couple of the examples. Let me give you another, you know, way that it can affect you. And a lot of people have this issue, and that is sugar cravings or sugar addiction. You could have, for example, an imprint that traveled down the neural network from the original location in your brain. It can go to the pancreas, which produces insulin. And you could have anger, you could have fear, you could have worry. It can trigger a pancreatic function whereby all of a sudden insulin is being dumped into the bloodstream. Your blood sugar drops and you crave sugar and you can't help yourself. And all the pills and all the positive affirmations and et cetera are not going to help you long term, because you have this biochemical reaction going on in the body triggered by that imprint. So by, again, using a protocol to identify is the key word here. Identify, and then the other key word is to delete. We want to delete it. And by doing that, and I've been doing this for years with people for weight issues, basically what it does is the cravings for sugar disappear naturally. And you don't have to be taking all these pills or going on all these diets because it doesn't work.
And it disappears naturally, again, by what, applied kinesiology or homeopathy?
Well, first I want to scan. What I'm saying is first I need to scan your body. I need to see what's going on. I need to see, you know, remember what I said about your neurotransmitters. I need to see your negative emotional imprint. So I want to see if there are issues with your blood sugar and with your pancreas. So it's not just one thing. It's a scientific series of scans where I'm able to look at all these things, put together the information by connecting the dots, and get a general specific pattern of what's going on in your body that's causing this. So what I'm doing is I'm taking the complex and I'm making it simple. You know, but it isn't a simple thing. In other words, it's not just a matter of everyone gets the same, you know, treatment or the same recommendations, because each of us are different, and that's why that doesn't work by a one-size-fits-all. You have to, you know, basically analyze each person on a specific case-by-case basis.
Okay. So now, tell us a little bit about the repurposing thing again. What does that actually mean? Is that specific to career, business, life, relationship? What does that apply to?
Everything you just said. Let me give you an example of, first of all, who can benefit by it, and then I'm going to tell you how. If you're a CEO or business leader, if you're starting a new business, actor, entertainer, an educator, or a student, maybe you're just getting out of college.
Right.
Maybe you're a coach or a therapist or a health professional. Any of these people, maybe you want to invest your money. You don't know where to put it anymore. Today I had a session with a financial planner who has all these clients who are frankly scared. They don't know what to do.
Sure.
They don't know where to put their money. And so, you know, we can actually measure their risk tolerance and figure out, because very few people really know their own risk tolerance. And so as a result, we can go in there and we can scan their neurotransmitters. We can scan, you know, their imprints. And I can say, you know something, you really don't want to be doing those kind of investments because it can cause real anxiety and problems.
Wow.
And eventually create. Do you know how valuable that is?
That's fascinating.
It's amazing. I have another gentleman in the Southern California area who came to me for the success scan or repurposing, and he has a business model, and he is working with a vendor who is from another culture. And as you know, sometimes in other cultures, in other countries, you really can't read what they're thinking. And
wow.
So I have this amazing scan. It's what's called a C.
I'm sorry, I think we lost you there for a minute, Dr. Friedman. I don't know if your phone has lost its signal there. Dr. Friedman in Florida, talking to us from Florida, Dr. Robert Friedman, about the human GPS system and repurposing your life. And if you're interested in checking him out, you can go over to his website, repurposingyourlife.com. And there he's got a little presentation where you can actually see how this human GPS system works. He's got videos on there and also a phone number where you can email Dr. Robert. That's what he says for short. Dr. Robert, I like that better, I think. At drrobert@drrobert.com. It couldn't get much simpler than that. drrobert@drrobert.com. And his phone number is 800-538-4973. That's 800-538-4973. Now, if you do have any questions or comments, if any of you would like to call in or Twitter, here at bbsradio.com. You can Twitter me. I'm over at twitter.com/Veronica Monet, or you can just go over to your own Twitter and look for Find People and put in my name, Veronica Monet, M-O-N-E-T, just like Claude Monet, and it's going to come up. And, you know, go ahead and subscribe, or you can just send me a direct message. I keep checking my direct messages while I'm broadcasting these shows. You can also call us here at the studio. Our toll-free number is 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. And if you happen to have Skype, you can send me a message. My account on Skype is Veronica Monet, and then our radio station is BBS. That's just like Boy Boy Sam Radio, BBS Radio, and BBS Radio is also on Skype, so you can send us a message there. So it doesn't look like we're going to get Dr. Robert back here anytime soon. So, and we've got a few minutes left here on the show. So I'm going to go ahead and fill up the time, and please, if you do have any questions or comments, feel free to call in or Twitter. But just some of the comments that I have about the idea of repurposing your life. I do, in fact, believe that we are at a very important crossroads historically. And one of the phrases that has been running through my brain kind of repetitively is change or die. I know that doesn't sound particularly friendly, and Mother Nature isn't always friendly. Sometimes she can be a little bit harsh, and I think that we're looking at something like that right now, where we are getting a harsh kick in the rear, that if we don't stop doing what we've been doing and start doing something new, something that we haven't done before, that things are not going to go well for the human race in general and for those of us individually. But if you can find your passion, and I think that's a really important thing. If you've just been kind of sleepwalking through life and doing what you're supposed to do, and I put those in quotes, you know, it's like, you know that feeling. I'm doing this because I should do it, not because it really creates passion and excitement for me, and I don't get up in the morning feeling all, you know, excited about being alive and thrilled that I get to face what it is I do for a living. And that's how I wake up in the morning. I'm thrilled. Not always. You know, I have up moods and down moods. But for the most part, when it comes to connecting to my work, I am very much passion-driven. And I'm hugely inspired by what I get to do and that I get to do it as an occupation. To me, is such a gift, and I really do think that we're at a point where that's what we're all going to be called upon to do. Instead of just going out to try to make money, I think we need to be choosing to do things that fuel our passion, create a better world, and in the process, we'll make the money or energy units that we need to be able to trade or exchange with others in order to live and live abundantly. So repurposing your life, I think, is a really timely concept. And certainly I think Dr. Robert has suggested some interesting ways for us to approach that. And I myself would suggest that you might think about maybe take some time out from your usual routine, or maybe some time out from your interrupted routine. If you've lost your job or you're wondering, you know, is my job going to last? We've had cutbacks. Maybe you're not, you know, making enough money to support yourself. And sometimes I can kind of get focused on this survival thing and feel quite fearful. That's not a really good place to be when you're trying to recreate your life and head off into hopefully a more exciting and more positive direction. So if you can clear your mind of that, meditation, conscious breathing exercises, really, really great way to kind of reset your energy. I also like to go jogging, hiking, spend some time out in nature. Spring is a beautiful time of year to do that. But if you can kind of get away from the fear and away from your assumptions, carve out some space for yourself, maybe an hour out of your day, to sit down and just dream about what it is that you always wanted to do or wished you could do or hoped you could do, maybe some of the dreams you abandoned when you were a little kid. I did this when I was 44. I reconnected with a dream that I wanted to be a published author. And I knew in my mind that I definitely wanted to be a published author by the time I turned 45. That only gave me 1 year to make that dream come true. And frankly, I had no idea how I would proceed. But I took it on faith that if that was something that really, really fueled my passions, if that was something I was willing to sacrifice for, that it was going to happen. And it did. Now, I ended up getting a divorce, selling my expensive home, downgrading my lifestyle, so I went from a six-figure income to practically living at the poverty level. You know, these were some big sacrifices, but it was worth it to me. It was absolutely worth it to me. And as far as how I got that book contract, that was really up to the universe. I don't always deal in those kind of details. I do the footwork, put myself out there, and wait to see how it comes back. And it came back beautifully. I got a book deal, and I was published the year I turned 45, just as I had hoped that I would be. So I definitely do believe in the law of attraction. I believe in affirmations, visualizations, and you have to do the footwork, and at some point you also got to let go and let it come back to you and see how it births itself. Some of its own plans. And that's what keeps life exciting. Anyway, again, very sorry. We lost Dr. Robert Friedman, a fascinating man, and I'm sure we'll have him back on the show again. But in the meantime, please go over and check out his website, repurposingyourlife.com, and there's pages there on free consultations. Man's very, very generous. He gave me a free consultation, and I have to say, he was spot on. I found it inspiring, and I also found it very emotional. Very intuitive man, and cut to the chase. I wound up, crying a little bit, which is always a good thing. Always a good thing. If it can create change. So, anyway, we're about out of time. And I guess we'll leave it at that. Again, if you want to contact Dr. Robert Friedman, you can call him direct at 800-538-4973. That's 800-538-4973. And his email is drrobert@drrobert.com. And the website, he's got several websites, but the one I'm looking at tonight is apropos for the show's topic, which is www.repurposingyourlife.com. That's it. Thanks so much for tuning in. And next week, my guest is going to be Reid Mihalko, founder of the Cuddle Potteries. We're going to be talking actually about polyamorous movies and videos and all kinds of fun, exciting stuff. So please join us next week. And that's it for now. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. If you liked what you heard and you want more solutions for your love life, please call me toll-free at 888-903-0050. Once again, that number is 888-903-0050. I am the only person who answers that line, and I am usually available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. You can also visit sexwithoutshame.com to discover more of what I can do for you. And remember, your secret is safe with you. Sering kesepian.